Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to our podcast where I help you with your understanding of the English language, some grammar aspects and also help you to communicate better. So the next podcast is looking at some phrasal verbs. I've taken three particular phrasal verbs, all using the preposition up. And if you remember the rules, a phrasal verb is usually informal and is made up of a verb plus one or possibly two prepositions. As I said in the examples I'm going to give you, I'm using the preposition up, U-P, up. So we have three phrasal verbs, sign up, pay up, and come up. So they're three simple verbs, to sign, to pay, to come. Sign up, pay up, and come up. Okay, so let me give you an example of how we use them. And remember, when we use the phrasal verbs, they are informal. So we're usually talking to people that we know well or writing to people that we know well and not using them normally in business speech, but it is possible. And always a phrasal verb can be replaced by another more formal style of verb. So first one, sign up. I have signed up for the local fun run to raise money for charity. I need to get some training. I have signed up for the local fun run to raise money for charity. I need to get some training. So here, signed up means I have joined. Okay, so we could use that verb instead of signed up. I have joined. Or I'm going to help the local charity by taking part in the fun run. Okay, so signed up. And here we're using it in the past tense. So that's not really a problem. When you're using phrasal verbs, you can still use the normal tenses. Simple past or simple present or future, whatever it might be. The important thing is that you get the verb and the preposition correct. So in this case, I have signed up for the local fun run to raise money for charity. I need to get some training. Second phrasal verb, pay up. So pay up here means to return money you owe to somebody or to give back money that you owe somebody or to pay back, which is another phrasal verb, pay back money that you borrowed from somebody, whether it's an individual or a bank. Here's my example. I owe Michael money. If I don't pay up, he won't be able to go on that holiday he wants. I owe Michael money. If I don't pay up, he won't be able to go on that holiday that he wants. So here we're using pay up in its base format. The verb to pay up, meaning if I don't give him the money, he is going to have a problem and he's not going to be able to go on the holiday that he so desires. And as I've said, we could say paid up. I am a paid up member of the union. Yeah. So we can use it in that sense. He paid up last week, meaning he gave me the money that he owed me last week. And we use it in the simple past, P-A-I-D. Okay. And remember, pay in its past format, we write it differently, P-A-Y. So to pay up, and in this past format, paid up, P-A-I-D. But the meaning is exactly the same. Okay, and how about then the third example I have is come up. So come up means in this sense to show or to pop up or to become known. Okay, so let's give an example. Did anything unusual come up while I was away? Were you able to manage? Did anything unusual come up while I was away? Were you able to manage? So here, come up means, did something arise? Did something happen? Or did something pop up? Which again is another phrasal verb. So you're asking the question of a colleague or somebody in the family. Did anything unusual come up? Meaning, did a problem arrive? Did some issue arise? Or something that might have needed my help, and were you able to manage? We can also use it in other ways. Were you able to come up with the money? Meaning, were you able to get the money you needed to pay for the new laptop you wanted? Did any issue come up in the meeting? So did anybody raise any difficult issue or anything important while I wasn't there? Okay, so phrasal verb come up. Okay, so we have the three phrasal verbs using the same preposition up, sign up, pay up, and come up. And remember, as always, you can contact me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com, where I'm always willing to answer your questions. And as always, you'll find your way to the Easy Peasy Club, which, as it says, is an easy way for you to learn your English. It's set up so that people who don't have the time or the perhaps the funds to have a face-to-face lesson, they've got a cheap and effective way to improve your conversational English. I'm your English coach, and if you want to learn from me, well, let's see you on the Easy Peasy Club. Okay, so thanks for listening, and join me again soon.